Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot of big developments on the Iran front. We'll cover those coming up later in this hour. There's moves at the state level to impeach Lord Bush. Got some guests in 15 minutes joining us on that. No caller's been holding for a while, so let's go ahead and go to Sharon in Florida. Sharon, you're on the air with Dr. John Breeding and Alex Jones. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. I have a friend who has a son that's 12 years old. At 9, he was put on Zoloft and one other medication, which I didn't catch. He is now being diagnosed at the age of 12 with bipolar, and they're going to have to change medicine, increase medicine. They're looking at alternative ways, and they don't have any idea what.
But listen, the drug companies, their own documents admit they know that the first drug is going to screw them up, and that they're going to get you on more and more. I mean, it's like a drug dealer giving your child a hit of ecstasy, and a month later he's got him on heroin. Dr. Breeding?
That's the pattern. You start on the stimulant drugs or the SSRIs like Zoloft.
Which it's almost like they're drug pushers. Oh, they are drug company pushers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And then you see these extreme fluctuations of consciousness, you know, where you get really high and excitable and irritable and agitated, or on the other hand, depressed. That's interpreted as bipolar. You add another mood stabilizer. Then you add an antipsychotic. Pretty soon you've got a drug cocktail of three or four. Your friends need to just know this is a severe danger condition, to look at creating a safe space to gradually wean the child off the drugs, and to do whatever it takes to create a safe, supportive community for that young person to come back.
Or their child's dead. It's going to be basically psychologically ruined, the brain totally worm-eaten, and it'll just be some invalid you take care of the rest of your life if you're lucky. Or on the downside, we're talking about suicide here or incarceration. The incarceration numbers go way up, too.
So it's a danger condition. You know, my website, wildestcolts.com, has information. There's people around who can help you, but you're going to have to reach out and find some alternative sources besides the people who are already leading you down that road.
Well, listen, when these people have a captive population, take a WOAI TV special about a year ago on this. We have the transcript on the website and video clips. They admit it, and this is even Clear Channel TV. And they talked to the state, and it was doctors, medical doctors, going, look, this little young 10-year-old was happy. I sent him to the psychologist. He got on one drug. Now he was on 18. Then he died. And then you start having seizures from the drugs. They put you on anti-seizure. I mean, they will kill you with the drugs knowingly, because that's what the drug companies wrote the handbooks to maximize it. And the average foster child in Texas is on four drugs. Over two-thirds are on them. Dr. Breeding?
The movie that we're screening tomorrow night at the Unity Church of the Hills here in Austin, Prescription Suicide, and you can go to that website to look at it, is about several parents whose children have died as a result of the effect of drugs like Zoloft.
Just locally here in Austin, it's an epidemic.
Two of the families profiled in the film are here in Austin.
Now, if you go to that website, does it have links to where that church is located?
I'd go ahead and go to GwenOlson.com. Her website will have that.
Well, we're going to have them here in studio tomorrow, but we need to get links to that up today. But it's the Unity Church in North Austin?
Unity Church of the Hills in Northwest Austin.
Well, that's a nice area over there. Do you know what they're charging, or is it free?
I believe it's church deal, so they have what they call, I believe it's a love offering. It's free, and you can make a small donation if you want.
Just for flying in the director, who's a 5-time Emmy Award winner, is what I read, and they'll be in studio tomorrow with us. Anything else, ma'am?
Yeah, was that prescriptionsuicide.com that you said to go to?
Well, go to GwenOlson.com for sure, and I think the film is called Prescription Suicide. If you put that in, you'll find it, I'm sure.
G-W-E-N-O-L-S-E-N.
G-W-E-N-O-L-S-E-N, Gwen Olson.
But with search engines, you don't have to spell it right.
Okay, great. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, so now the child is on these drugs and getting worse.
That's the pattern.
Yes, he's not bipolar.
There is no bipolar. It's a made-up label that's put on children.
Well, you know what? When I was doing bad things in my life, I was unhappy. When I'm doing good things and giving and helping people, I'm on a constant high. I can work 17 hours a day, feeling great. I just love life. Is something wrong with me that I don't take any drugs and I'm just happy all the time?
You're an extreme state of mind. I think there's something severely wrong with you, Alex Jones.
I need drugs. All right.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Breeding the elite that's running things. They've got all the fancy PR and the propagandists and the psychiatrists working for them. But we were talking during the break about how they leave breadcrumbs, how psychopaths always get more and more arrogant, more and more crazy in the things they're doing, almost like they're trying to get caught. What is that phenomenon?
Well, for people like me who believe that human nature at its deepest is inherently good in the sense that we're connected, we're tending towards empathy and caring for each other. If that is human nature, then these deranged patterns violate that, and there's a tendency for people who are criminals to sabotage themselves, basically. So what we see with the Bush administration, for example, is they just leave evidence everywhere of that allows them to get caught. And you do it over and over again. They're not hard to catch, you know, with the torture stuff, with the wiretapping stuff, with the flu stuff, whatever you look at, they leave evidence to get caught. It's our job to catch them and to hold them accountable.
And then once they get caught, they would have lied about it beforehand, and they go, okay, we're doing it, but it's for your own good, and it's 10 times worse than you first thought, and they giggle at us. And then people go, oh, well, they lied to us, but that's what they're supposed to do.
The problem is that if when you catch them the first time, and this is important to know, like with people in your life, you catch them the first time, and you don't stand up and call people accountable for it, then it just strengthens the criminality because they can become self-justifying and it just gets worse.
Oh, yeah, that's happened in my personal life. I've had people before steal from me, and then I didn't do anything to them back, and then they think it's okay, and then it's pretty soon it's, hey, you deserve to be stole from.
So that's really our what we need to do is to, because we all have lapses, you know, but we need each other to step up and to hold each other accountable and just bring us back to our true nature, which is that we really want to love and support each other. It's pretty simple.
Okay, come up in a few minutes. We've got some guests joining us, but right now, let's go ahead and go to some callers. Who's up next in order here? Chris in Texas, a real trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I was going to bring up a point you talked about at the very beginning of the program. Apparently, J.D. Hayworth talked to the National Guard in Arizona, and the new plan by Governor Napolitano is more of a kind of a PR event. There's really no substance to it. They're going to be doing support roles. Like,
yeah, I said I'd mention that, and I meant to. For those that don't know, the governor down there, because of incredible pressure, claims he's going to put troops on the border. But in reality, it's the same thing Texas did, and Rick Perry and Bush went down to the border. 100 police and military rotated in over the next 6 months. 100 police and military. They're going to send down 10 military, 10 cops, you know, together to work, and then next month to 20 more. It is totally and completely staged. It is a joke. And I said, yeah, give us the details, because I knew that it was, quote, unnamed. And then I did find that she was talking about a couple hundred National Guard in, quote, support roles doing nothing. So go ahead.
Yeah, what it was, they're going to be changing oil and doing preventive maintenance on vehicles that possibly would be used by the Border Patrol. They will apparently be doing some trunk searches in arrears areas, not actually on the border.
Yeah, so in the middle of the state, pulling citizens over and searching cars, using it as a police state excuse.
And then apparently they're sending some National Guard computer technicians to aid in any rear area support computer difficulties.
So, and this is what J.D. Hayworth, King Neocon, Lord of New World Order, had to say. Was he saying it was wonderful or saying it was bad?
No, he was saying that it's not enough, that the state, that the governor has the power to do more, and in a sense he was backdoor criticizing her for, you know, this, in a sense, which is like a PR event. It's not really.
Well, that's what other governors are doing. I mean, that's what Rick Perry's doing. We're demanding something because, quote, we're under terrorist attack any minute, but our borders are wide open.
Right. Now, I tell you what, I wanted to bring up one other thing. I have a relative of mine that's currently in Iran and has been there off and on over the last few years. That person was born in Iran, and I have a lot of relatives that are Persian. I was born myself in Minnesota, so part of my family is Persian. The other part is Danish. But one thing about Iran, I've always thought that Iraq was all about, and Afghanistan was actually always about Iran. To put bookends around Iran, for whatever the reasons are, but it's kind of interesting within Iran. Iran right now has pretty much one of the highest, or Tehran itself is probably the junkie capital of the world, and a lot of reports my relatives tell me that have been to Iran and are over there right now, is that prostitution and drug usage within Iran, which has a very young demographic as a country right now, is rampant. So it's kind of another example of another government, you know, that's allowing the populace to be distracted while they do whoever knows what. So,
well, certainly there's a lot of corruption by the Iranian leadership, and the globalists have always wanted to go into Iran. They've done it several other times, and it's very serious. They want that entire region. The Pentagon says there's 60-plus countries they want to invade, and they admit, their own war planners say it's not about terrorists, it's about corporate interest. I mean, their big policy reports, their big C-SPAN talks they give, they say, we work for Wall Street. So I appreciate your call, sir. And speaking of what's happening with the Iran situation, Dr. Breeding's going to ride shotgun with us some more and talk about the whole Bush situation, local psychologist here in town, good friend of mine. We are joined by Dan DeWalt and David Swanson, and, of course, we have AfterDownTheStreet.org. one of their folks on with us, and Vermont selectman Dan DeWalt to discuss recent developments in campaigns to impeach Bush and remove his cronies from office. And don't think this can't happen. And I know Bush is just a puppet of these global interests, but still, we need to impeach him, to punish him, to let everybody know and other presidents know he is not the law, he is not dictator, regardless of what his White House says or what he says. And for those that don't know, he's really declaring that he is a dictator. So, David Swanson with ThatRedoundingStreet.org, and, of course, Dan DeWalt. Thank you both for joining us, Dan DeWalt, again. Thank you so much for joining us both. Where are you both respectively right now?
I'm calling. I'm in Newfane, Vermont.
And I am in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, and the latter is David Swanson of ThatRedoundingStreet.org?
Correct, yes. Thanks
Great.
For having me.
You bet. Let's talk to Dan DeWalt first. Dan, why are you doing what you're doing? Tell us about your position in government and why you decided to take the bull by the horns and move forward against our emperor.
Well, my position, I'm a selectman on the board of selectmen in the town of Newfane, but that's I took this initiative simply as an American citizen. I feel here I am living in this country. My government is acting in an illegal way, in an immoral way, in a criminal way. And I said to myself, if I don't do anything, I mean, you know, I have a sign down at the end of my driveway with keeping track of how many people are getting killed daily in Iraq. But, you know, that's not very much. But as in Vermont, we have town meeting, which is the annual meeting of everyone in the town who comes, where we legislate for the year. We approve the budget. It's an actual act of a legislature. And by having that venue of town meeting, I realized, if we put this on the wording or the agenda, article to call for the impeachment of George Bush, I can get the whole town to debate the issue, and we can vote it out, and if we vote in favor of it, that'll be a town speaking and not just myself.
By the way, over 600 towns and cities have thrown out the Patriot Act. 7 states have done it, and I think this is something real and tangible the states can do, starting at the county and city level, to actually move to basically command the Congress to take action and to remove this criminal.
Yes, and just hearing about what we were doing in Newfane, 4 other towns brought up the same resolution from the floor and voted it on the same day by the 3 I'm familiar with by overwhelming margins.
So now we have multiple towns, 4 or 5, calling for this and passing this?
Yes. And we have our illustrious Bernie Sanders, who, you know, has always stood for good things, sitting on the fence and hemming and hawing and saying, well, we're not really going to file articles of impeachment.
Well, what do you expect from Democrats? They're totally owned by the same interest.
Well, the thing is he's not a Democrat. He's the independent. He's Mr. Standalone.
You're right.
But he's running for Senate. And you know what happens when people run.
He needs that big money from the warmongers. Let me get a comment from David Swanson at RedoundingStreet.org. First off, how are you guys getting involved in this?
Well, it's absolutely wonderful what towns and cities and political parties and organizations around the country are doing passing these resolutions. And we've got a page collecting all of them, ones that have passed and ones that are pending. If you go to impeachpac.org/resolutions, we are encouraging member groups of After Downing Street that have organizations around the country.
So you're acting as a nexus point or kind of a command base to supercharge local activists?
Absolutely. So the way other towns were inspired this past week in Vermont, other cities and towns around the country are inspired to follow suit. And
I think one of the reasons should be not just lying premeditatedly about WMDs, which we now even have the White House memos on, which are even more damning than the Downing Street memos, in my opinion, is his counsels, his lawyers, saying he's above the law and him concurring. He needs to be removed right now.
It's way more than lying. You could even love the war in Iraq and still want to impeach Bush. We're bound, when the United States signs a treaty, we're bound by that treaty as the supreme law of the land. And we've broken the treaties on treatment of civilians and prisoners of war.
Torture.
And the FISA Act very specifically stated the president cannot go beyond the bounds of the FISA Act.
That's a felony. He has admitted, 5 years in prison for every person that violates that.
He's admitted that he's done that. So you've got breaking national law, breaking supreme law by virtue of breaking your treaties. You don't even have to think about the other. That's enough to impeach right there.
Well, I agree with you. We're going to go to break here, and I want to come back and cover whatever facets of this you want. But we all need to go to afterdowningstreet.org, and we need to get involved locally. I know there's an After Downing Street group here in Austin. We need to get every city out there to move for impeachment. I mean, this is a group openly trying to set up a dictatorship, and Congress is scared of him. That's the biggest reason you're not seeing more resistance. That's why 95 members of the Senate voted for the Patriot Act expansion last week. Now Bush is going to sign it this week or next week, is because people are scared. I mean, this isn't a joke. Bush is openly building concentration camps.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Talked to Ron Paul last week, congressman, and he said that Bush's activities are going to cause the Democrats most assuredly to take control of the House and the Senate. It could be both, but surely one of them. and that then he believes that impeachment will proceedings will be brought forward against Bush. And listen, I supported the impeachment of Bill Clinton for his selling out ports to the Chinese and real issues, but none of that was ever brought up. I tried to get him on the dress and the cigars and all the rest of it. Well, then Bush needs to. If we're obsessed with sexual issues, he's had gay porn stars in there at midnight dozens of times, and we know what Bush likes to do. So, I know that's very Christian, but seriously, folks, selling us out to all these foreign interests, the corruption, the bid rigging, the war profiteering, saying he's a dictator, and that's what he said with these signing ceremonies. It's time to get rid of George Bush and send a message to the executive that we got rid of a king 230 years ago. Going back to David Swanson about RedoundingStreet.org, links to that on Infowars.com, and Dan DeWalt, who is a selectman there in Vermont. Gentlemen, there's so many things to talk about. Both of you, what do you think is most important for the listeners to know right now about this process? Why is this process real? Why is this important?
This is David. Well, there are three ways that we are actively pursuing that can make impeachment happen. One is through an investigation, the way Watergate happened. And Congressman John Conyers has a bill to create that investigation to make recommendations on impeachment, and it would look into many of the crimes that we've mentioned, and that's House Resolution 635, H.Res. 635. Everyone should phone their Congress member right now and ask him or her why they have not yet co-sponsored that or whether they have.
And we don't want another committee where Bush appoints Henry Kissinger as the head.
No. This would create a strictly bipartisan select committee where the Democrats could not be blocked from pursuing any information. This would get the facts seriously uncovered.
I mean, David, you say uncovered. We know. I mean, we have the new White House memos where they say we'll stage somebody finding WMDs and inform it. We'll fly planes low, paint it up like the UN to get Saddam to shoot it down. I mean, there's red-handed right there.
Right, and as Dan mentioned, the president has openly confessed on violating FISA. There are arguments for impeachment for which we need no more information.
Well, he said even if they didn't approve Patriot Act, he would, quote, enforce it. I mean, that's totally delusional.
Absolutely, which is why the second way you can get to impeachment is one that we are actively pursuing with a number of Congress members, and that is to cut to the chase and introduce articles of impeachment. And there's no reason that any Congress member should not make themselves an instant international hero and do that. And the third way is for a state legislature to send charges of impeachment to the House.
I've got Dr. Breeding with me. He wanted to ask a question or make a statement. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that I just so wish that Henry B. Gonzalez was still up there. I remember when he filibustered for hours and hours, you know, to impeach the first President Bush.
Well, there's a new Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, and he says Bush is above the law, and he's the chief law enforcement goon trying to keep all this at bay. Continue, David.
Well, yeah, the example of Congressman Gonzalez introducing articles of impeachment by himself with tremendous courage is exactly what we need right now. And we need a group of courageous Congress members to do what the public demands. You know, and you mentioned that elections are coming up. The Democrats can't just sit back and count on the Republicans to defeat themselves. They need something to bring people out to the polls in an off year. And 85% of Democrats feel strongly that they want congressional candidates who support impeachment.
By the way, I've had a lot of big Republicans on this broadcast who care about America. They say the Republicans need to lose control for this country. And again, I've been a Republican in the past. I campaigned for Republicans 10, 11 years ago before I woke up. And I believe both parties are very corrupt. But we are in danger of a dictatorship. Selectman DeWalt, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, we can't rely, you know, everyone says, well, we need the Democrats to do this, and we need the congressmen to do this. The congressmen, the Democrats, are not going to do anything unless we put tremendous pressure on them. What has to happen is the people of this country, just like the citizens of Vermont, have to raise a clarion call, a drumbeat, saying, You have to get to work and do the job of the American people,
And we're going to donate money and run personally against you if you don't do what we're telling you to do, to impeach this tyrant.
Well, that's darn right. And, you know, Bernie Sanders has stood for a lot of good things for the state of Vermont. But if Bernie is not willing to stand up and do the thing that needs to be done now, he's going to lose support. Everyone in this country needs to be putting pressure on their congressperson daily.
Well, stay there. I've got a few more questions for you on the other side. And we'll continue with Dr. Breeding and your phone calls after that. Right here on the GCN Radio Network, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This isn't a joke, it isn't a game, it isn't a drill. This is the real world right now that we're living in. We are in danger of total dictatorship. Bush must be removed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dr. Breeding riding shotgun with us. We've got David Swanson, heads up at downingstreet.org, where you can go anywhere in the country, become a member, get involved, and start your own impeachment proceedings, start your own movement in your city, your state, your county, to impeach George Bush. And that's wildly popular. The vast majority of Americans want out of the war. They know we're in trouble. The conservatives I know, who are not these lapdog conservatives that love George Bush, realize we're in deep trouble. I mean, Ron Paul said on this show multiple times in the last month we've had him on that we're in danger of a dictatorship and that we're a near dictatorship now and that Bush wants to be a dictator. And make no mistake, don't think Bush won't carry out terror attacks in this country or have his agents do it or provocateur it to legitimize what he's doing. We've got Republican memos, high level, confirmed on that.
we're in grave danger. Look, a crew that will openly say they can torture small children in front of their parents and say that's good. The Nazis, this is important, I repeat this, didn't brag about torturing children in public. They just did it. You see, this is a new level in history. A new level. The Romans would just crucify somebody who they claimed was a crook and it was an adult. They didn't go around torturing children. I mean, even the Romans in their decline weren't throwing kids into the arena. This is a new level of evil, and they're pushing it. Gentlemen, do you want to comment on just the psychopathic statements of administration officials? Now, because I don't think we can overlook this Bush declaring dictator power. Dan, will you comment on that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, when they first came into power, you know, and Bush had all of his father's old cronies, I just thought, well, this is just a bunch of old fools and this ding-dong as president. Well, I realized pretty quickly afterwards, these people absolutely present the greatest danger. I mean, I'm only 50 years old, but they present the greatest danger I've ever seen in my lifetime to the nation. You know, we've made lots of mistakes as a nation. We've done some good things as a nation. But never before have we run the risk of making everything we stand for become past tense. And I think we're really facing that right now. And I think, you know, what their plans are for dictatorship, I don't know how that works one way or the other. But I think that they are absolutely determined to do what they think they want to do. And I think whatever it takes, if they can do without a dictatorship, that'll be good. If it takes more, I don't think.
Well, they've got Republican Senate chairmen of committees saying war protesters are fifth columnists and need to be arrested, and all their mouthpieces are on the radio and TV saying it, and fire teachers that criticize, no free speech. I mean, that's dictatorship. And when they claim they're above the courts and above the Congress,
well, the New Patriot Act has a whole new classification. I think they call them harassers or something.
It has a national police force, unlimited jurisdiction for Secret Service or their designates, and no protected official need be around for them to instantly declare that you were in violation of the safe zone, and you get a year and a half in prison starting.
Yeah, that's no joke, and it's today.
And Democrats, of course, overwhelmingly helped pass that.
That's why we need to take upon ourselves as citizens to deal with this. We need to put so much pressure on even the Democrats.
Let me get a comment from David Swanson on that. David, why do you think psychologically, we know most of them are paid off, but Democratic leadership, why are they rolling over to this when it was wildly unpopular with their constituency?
Well, among some Democrats, I think the resistance to holding the Republicans accountable and the Bush administration accountable is that they were complicit in the crimes. In other cases, it's fear of the media, and they will tell you that they are afraid of being called leftists by the media.
By the supposed liberal media that's really CIA run.
Well, they all know that they don't actually fall for the idea that the media is liberal, but they don't stand up to the media, and they don't recognize that if they united and stood up strong for where the majority of the public is, the media could not stop them. And, you know, I think Dan is exactly right that we need to keep upping the pressure. And we're organizing protests now, not outside their offices, in front of their houses, right? In front of the homes of Congress members, we are demanding an end to the war and impeachment of the president. And we've set up a political action committee that is funding candidates for Congress, all of them challengers thus far, who say that their first act will be articles of impeachment against Bush.
And that's why the elite is racing with these CIA-controlled electronic voting machines. But I tell you, folks, when you really start looking at all the indicators, we're in a world of trouble. I mean, we're living the equivalent of the Soviet or Nazi takeover. We're living in what the CIA's done in 50 other countries when they overthrow them. I mean, we're living in a coup. We're living in a takeover. And unfortunately, foreign lobbyists in most cases paid for those congressmen and women's houses, and so they're probably not even going to carry her out there protesting. I mean, I commend you for protesting them. Keep it up. It does good. At least we're talking about impeachment now, and Ron Paul saying it's going to happen. So I think we're going there, but I think by really assessing how evil this elite is, I think that helps us win the battle. I don't think people, I mean, I have to consciously realize how evil they are. I mean, this is beyond classical evil. This is, I mean, we're facing, I want people to know, we are facing pure evil right now in this administration. They're going for broke. Dr. Breeding, can you comment on that as a psychologist?
Well, first of all, I like the taking the protest to people's houses. You know, I like really calling people. One of the phenomenons that Dr. Lifton wrote a book called Nazi Doctors, and he talked about this phenomenon of doubling, you know, where someone could be this nice family man with his wife and children, you know, but then go out and be a concentration camp supervisor on the side, you know, so a politician can go up there and support this nefarious administration and then consider himself a good Christian family man at home. And so when you start breaking down those boundaries, I think that's really good. I think it confronts the psychological dynamic, and
makes it more of an email or a phone call. You're like in their face. Hey, man, stop it. What you're doing is wrong. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I like that. You know, I think it affects every level, you know. And you get in the neighborhood, and those are going to be the neighborhoods where everybody is afraid and cowed, and there you are making a scene. And there's the most respected member of the neighborhood is in the U.S. Congress, and there's people in his front yard. I like it.
Yeah, that's very well said. That's exactly what we had in mind in putting that together, you know. And you know, I've spoken to soldiers, U.S. soldiers, who've been over to Iraq, and many of them come back and oppose the war.
72% are now want out.
That are there now want to come home within a year. But I've spoken to some who've defended what they did. For example, in Fallujah and other cities and towns we haven't even heard about that have been leveled, where we've melted the skin off children. And they argue that we were justified in using these chemical weapons and this depleted uranium because the town was harboring terrorists. And what that means is there were some suspected to be some people
in
this
city. Yeah, that means, let's say, Austin, Texas has four supposed terrorists who hung Blackwater terrorists up from lamp poles. And so because that happened, we're now going to nuke Austin and kill everyone in a million-plus metro area because four people did something wrong. It's pure psychopathic excuses.
That's right. That's right. And these vets are wonderful people with their family and friends, but they justify doing that to Iraqi families. And there's a group of Iraqi women now traveling around this country telling their stories, and it's stuff that you have never heard in the American media, and it just
breaks
your heart.
Well, I know it's confirmed. I mean, it's been all over foreign mainstream press where they get video of it or take photos or are there as it happens, and they're just shooting women with children for fun. They just go, watch me splatter this bleeper. And the head just splatters, and they all hoop and yell and do high fives. And the woman's holding a three-year-old as they walk down the dirt road trying to get food. And the baby just looks. They're standing over their splattered head, and there's a bunch of animals rolling around basically getting sexual pleasure off of it. And those pieces of psychopathic trash are going to come back here and be cops, and they're going to man the concentration camps. That's what these wars are about, is growing sickos. And gentlemen, what about Halliburton and the camps for the citizens?
I think when you're talking about, you know, the evil in the Bush administration, I think you're missing a large point, which is way different than just, you know, somebody's psychology. That is, corporations in this country have not only the Bush administration, but the Democrats in their pocket. And, you know, whether they're evil or not isn't even the question. This is a matter of business. It's important for the corporation.
No, you're right. They don't look at what they do. They don't get down there in the baby brains and the piles of rotten dead bodies with the maggots all over them. They sit up there in their $50 million houses with their three mistresses, all oiled and pampered, smoking Cuban cigars, while this country's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. It's so blatant, and it's become so obvious. And from presidents up, from George Washington through Bill Clinton, you had about 320 signing statements where you sign a bill and then you say what you meant, what the law is really going to mean. George Bush has done that 435 times, once for every member of Congress, all on his own, and he's completely rewritten what the laws are. So we could have Congress pass a bill cutting off funding for the war, and the president could sign it and say, this means the war will end in 15 years. And we have no other choice but to impeach and remove from office. Otherwise, you know, we have no guarantees of anything.
And see, I can't believe it happened this fast. They engineered one attack, and I'll just say it, and there's no bones about it. I said it first, I'll say it, they did it. They staged this attack. We have their own documents saying they were going to do it. And then now the murdering terrorist sits up there and tells us he's a dictator and that he can torture little kids. I mean, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
And gentlemen, in closing, any other comments you want to push to the listeners out there that may want to fight this Hitlerian administration?
Well, I would say if Bill O'Reilly can flood the state of Vermont with thousands of emails complaining about a judge because he's trying to make sure that a guy gets treatment so he's not going to be an abuser when he gets out of prison, then I would hope that your listeners can flood their congressman and my congressman with emails and letters saying, get off the stick and get serious about dealing with this war and dealing with this president.
I agree. I second everything. And I would say demand that your Congress member introduce articles of impeachment against Bush and Cheney, or if they will not and say they need the facts and they need an investigation, make sure they are co-sponsoring House Resolution 635. If we get a lot of co-sponsors on there and we're at 28, we can move this forward. And go to impeachpack.org and give us $5, give us $1,000. We're funding Congress members who will impeach these guys.
Well, it's serious. And I, Mr. DeWalt, any other comments from you?
Nope. I would just say the time to act is now. We can no longer sit on our hands because we will be complicit. If we don't act, we're part of the crime.
All right. I appreciate you joining us. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk to you soon. I want to get some final comments from Dr. Britting and take a few final calls for those that have been holding forever, and I need to find out on the phone list what's updated here in a minute. This was all done by design. They're going to let the Republicans become the image of a demon, and they're going to put Democrats in later who will continue carrying out the policies. And then so-called conservatism itself, things that are important like the Second Amendment to protect ourselves from these tyrants, and other things are going to be demonized further. And it's all set up by design. But we have got to punish the executive now, because clearly the elite wants an imperial executive. Bush is just their puppet. This is the globalists want this dictatorship of their own control. And this is classical. I mean, Bush is announcing he's a dictator. You know, the jokes of 2000 and 2001 of I was a dictator, you know, things would be a lot better just so long as, you know, I'm the dictator. In fact, grab that clip. Scott, can you find that and get that ready? I want to play that audio for folks that that haven't heard it. But Dr. Breeding, comments on the discussion that we've just had.
Well, I'm glad that Dan and the other man are active on this, just like thousands of other people. And I put an impeach Bush sign out in my yard every other day or so just to hold the focus in my little neighborhood. And I'm encouraging Lloyd Doggett, who another liberal Democrat who does a lot of good things but is reluctant to impeach Bush for I don't know what reason. So I
agree.
That's
because he's bought and paid for it.
Okay, so putting pressure on him and everybody else and holding the image. I really believe in this thing of holding the image of something. And so I just see Bush as impeached. I mean, he's been impeached in my mind and your mind for a long time. You know, he's not our president. And so we do whatever we can to put him in his proper place. So I just totally support that action.
Well, a couple of years ago, I said he was a puppet. And then, you know, just ignore him. It's the elites. But clearly, they're trying to make him an emperor. And he's already the son of the former president. It's like North Korea, where his, you know, the son of the leader is the, I mean, just everything here. It's just really bad.
Yeah, and I don't mean to say it's enough to ignore it, because you don't ignore somebody who's beating the hell out of your child. And Bush is destroying life and lives all over the planet every day, and all his minions. And so it needs to be stopped. It needs to be interrupted. That's totally, totally true.
And, of course, it's known that him and his father are both on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and drink heavily. So, you know, they're even caught in their own trap.
Well, clearly Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Rice and Gonzalez and all those people are very, very disabled and unable to think in terms of humanity and in terms of connection. They're able to think intellectually and to scheme and plan and wreak havoc and destruction, and that's why it needs to be interrupted.
Yeah, they think we're weak because we don't want anything to do with murdering toddlers. I mean, really, I keep talking about that. I want you to image that. I want you to go look at the pictures. I mean, this is sick.
As murdering toddlers, as the torturer, and there's literally the destruction of toddlers. The biggest growth market in psychiatric drugs today is toddlers. You know, so we've got hundreds of thousands of 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds on these psychotropic drugs now. It's
just, and they're going to be screwed up their whole lives. It's just,
yeah, but a very, very large percent of them are being made into chronic mental patients, just being made. You know, we've got 1 out of 50 adult Americans on permanent disability for so-called mental illness, and it's mostly as a result of this, what my one friend lawyer calls the pharma cost. And it is. It's a tremendous destruction.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, when you see someone on these drugs for a few years, then the chance of incarceration goes way up that we all then pay for. Go ahead and roll that clip of one of his dictator quotes as he snickers and giggles.
I hope they've got my sense of optimism about the possible and enthusiasm about the job. I told all four that there are going to be some times where we don't agree with each other. But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
All right. We're going to come back and take two or three final calls for those that have been holding on the long march here. We had all these great guests on today. But Dr. Breedy, I do carry both of your books. And one of them, of course, is The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, getting into what Ritalin does, how they target our best and brightest. And then tell them about the other book.
The other one is called True Nature and Great Misunderstandings, and it's really relevant to our topic, you know, the true nature of humans being to be connected and caring and compassionate and loving towards each other.
And you can get those individually or together and save, I think, like $10 when you get them both. And then also we have a three package deal where you also get Dr. Eisenstein's medical doctor's book about how deadly vaccines are. It's the parenting special, three books, or get the two books, or get one of those three books. And we've got that featured up on the main page of InfoWars.com right now. Go to that secure online shopping cart. Get my videos. Get the books we offer. We're really expanding it, and your purchase also makes possible this broadcast. What we're doing, what my team's doing, what the websites are doing, everything that we're engaging in is about surviving. I mean, you know, during the breaks, we're in here talking about the dictatorship and the country, and I mean, this is real. This isn't a well put on. This is real. We are under attack. We are in danger. You need to get informed and inform others. Get these books today. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to take three final calls. We're going to move quickly from Evan, Tom, and Walter. That's going to be it. I'm sorry to all the other calls. We were talking during the break about how detectors all over the Western world are picking up eight times the safe levels of depleted uranium. And it's the exact isotope. They know where it's coming from. They know what's happening. It's blowing all over the place. They've used tens of thousands of tons all over the planet. And the elite's kids are breathing this, too. It just shows the total disconnect. They're totally in denial. They're a bunch of nutcases. All right, let's take some final calls. Evan in Reno, Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
We need to dope you up, Alex. Get you off the air.
I know. I'm too hyper. The Soviets would arrest me saying I'm a dissident. I'm mentally ill, and there's no court proceedings because I'm crazy.
All right, well, I only had a couple of things. I just got an iPod, and I started podcasting you, and there's only one so far. I'm wondering if you guys are going to start podcasting every episode.
You know, my guys are, I told my people to start podcasting. We've hired more people. We do podcasting only a few a week. We need to put more of the shows up there to podcast. And yes, sir, email my people. I'm going to go prod them after the show. But yeah, we need to get more podcasts, more of the interviews up there for you. Tell Lord Watson. He's supposed to be doing that.
That would be awesome if I could get every show. The only other thing was I thought I'd bring up is...
Not every show. You'll just get some of the interviews. If you want every show, get it from the network. They've got a deal where you can do that.
Okay, the other thing is, I don't know, do you know about Michael Edward Bell from Kenosha, Wisconsin? He was shot in the head by the KPD police department.
Yeah, they admitted it. They said, lay on the ground. He laid on the ground, and I've got the report, and they shot him in the head. And then the cops, the government said, we're allowed to kill you.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you knew about that story or not, or if, like, you had put...
Yes, I actually have it here in front of me, and I believe we did post it. Thanks for the call. Dr. Breeding, comments on that?
It's unspeakable, so we're speaking it. You speak the truth, declare the truth.
I mean, they used to, cops shot an innocent person because they were trigger happy. The cop got in trouble. Now the government just says, no, he's not getting in trouble. And then that makes all good cops look bad. Let's talk to Tom and KC. You're on the air, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'd just like to hit two real quick points, some information that I found out yesterday. One, we all know the Patriot Act just passed on its way to go to the Prez.
Radically expanded.
One thing that gave me a sickening knot in my stomach was that the feds now have the right to go into your lawyer's office, take all your records with a warrant that the police write themselves, then tell your lawyer,
yeah,
don't
that's
say
not
a word,
a warrant,
you'll go to prison.
Sure. Yeah, that's not a warrant.
Yeah, that's tyranny, blatant tyranny with, you know, a government okay. Second, I just found out yesterday, too, that the government is going into the National Archives and reclassifying a lot of declassified
documents. I know, because you can go read all the declassified stuff where they admit they carried out terror attacks, so now they're classifying those very documents.
Yes, they are, and the thing that really scared me is they're doing it. So far, they've dipped all the way up to documents into the 50s. You know, it's basically 1984, man, newspeak, going in and rewriting history, you know?
It's going in the memory hole. Thanks for the call. Such great callers. Wish we'd had them on longer. Dr. Breeding, comments on the memory hole.
Well, here's a comment on, I think the attitude is to assume that we're all political prisoners and to just take an attitude, you know, that everyone in prison is a political prisoner and that anyone who is goes to prison as a result of standing up to this tyranny, you know, if the leaders are on the outside of prison, then maybe being in prison is the right side to be in. But just a willingness to be in brotherhood with everybody who's on the wrong side of the law.
Final call, Walter in New Jersey. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Doctor.
Hey, this is Walter Burian. I want to get you on sometime.
Alex? We're not going into break, are we?
Yeah, the show's over, brother. I didn't know it was Walter Burian with the reports on the real set of books. Let me get your number.
Comprehensive annual financial report.
Yeah. Let me get your... I recognize your voice instantly. I got a video out with you in it. Let me put you on hold at the end of the show. Let me get your number, okay?
Okay, and I had a very good comment on my guy, and I'll be able to get it in.
Go ahead.
I'm 50 years old, and I remember my grandfathers the way they thought. And, you know, what a big difference I see today is that everything that is happening... If our grandfather saw it happening, I'd love to own stock in a baseball bat company because they'd pick him up and start busting a few heads. We're conditioned to do nothing.
I hear you. Stay there, Walter. I want to talk to you when this transmission ends in 5 seconds. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the new world order. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.